Mornings on WRHI.
.847 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 74 degrees. Once again, I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We are rocking and rolling with our next guest, Celeste Tiller. She's the Vice President of Talent and Workforce Development for the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. They've got a big event happening later this week, and can't wait to let everyone know about it because, Celeste, you were here just a couple weeks ago talking about this, and boy, we were all leaning in more. This is great. So let you do the honors, Celeste. It's going to happen on Thursday. Give us the time, the location, and can folks still take part and sign up?
Perfect. Yeah. So it is the Talent Flow. It's the X Factor for Employee Recruitment and Retention. The whole purpose of this conference is to really help employers understand what are some avenues for recruiting and retaining their employees. Who's doing it well in our market, and really get some examples and really understand what partnerships are available out there. And so it is this Thursday. It's happening at Winthrop University. They're our host for the space, very generously. And we will registration starts at 1:30. And so, of course, if you register before, that's perfectly fine. We'll have a name tag for you. Our sessions start at 2:00. And so we have two sessions running at 2, two sessions running at 3. And those are really focused on work-based learning, focused on discovering some hidden talent in York County. What are some sources that people can find talent that they may not have expected? Also understanding how to retain some employees, who's doing a really good job at that. And then we're also going to introduce our talent pipeline management program that the Chamber will start this fall that I will lead with our different employer groups. So we'll introduce that. And then, of course, William Floyd, who is the new executive director for South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, will be there as the keynote. And so people are coming out really to hear him as well. This is his first stop in York County, so this will be a great visit for him. And then we'll have our superintendents, our four school superintendents, kind of giving an update. School is about to start for some. It's already started for others. And let's talk about what's going on and how they're impacting the workforce.
Would you say, I meant to ask you this last time you were here and we didn't quite get to it. Would you say that they're having more trouble recruiting right now or retaining?
You know, it's a little bit of both. And we talked about this kind of off afterwards. It's really creating that pipeline going forward. So we have a couple of problems, right? So we have a current workforce issue of getting people in the building and getting them to stay, but then to retain them. So companies are having to be creative on what they're paying, creative on their work schedules. You know, this gig economy that we have. I mean, if you've noticed on TV, there's commercials for Uber and DoorDash. And like, if you don't like your current job and the schedule, just come do this. Well, it's hurting the normal traditional, workplaces. And so people and employers have got to be creative. So we'll start working on developing strategies to help create the pipeline going going back into K-12 and higher ed and pulling those students into the workforce. You know, we talked about that as far as broadcasting and things go when we left. So, if people aren't able to make it to this conference, it's perfectly fine. But what I want kind of our listeners to understand is that reach out to us and let's start having those conversations about what do we do next? What are some strategies? How do we partner with our ATCs, with our, our different kind of groups within York County? How do we create those pipelines?
So Celeste, there is still opportunities for folks to take part in this. Is this more for employees or more for employers like businesses?
Right. It's more for the employers.
Yeah,
and
okay.
So whether you're HR or you are a hiring manager or we have people kind of across the board that are coming to this event already. So it'll be a great crowd. We're going to try to record some along the way. Hopefully some of the sessions, we can get that out. We may not make that happen.
That's okay.
That's Thursday.
Baby steps.
Right.
Baby steps.
Take an hour at a time. So
right.
That is the first thing. Anything else is icing on the cake.
That's exactly right.
So they can just register through the chamber. Reach out to the chamber.
Exactly.
Celeste, we'll wrap up with this. Do you think we'll get to a point back in America where we will have employees that stay at a business for a long time? And I mean a long time, more than 5 or 10 years. I mean, that is such a dying breed. I mean, obviously, we're CN2 is the division of Comporium.
Right.
We still have employees that when they retire have 30, 40, 50 years of service.
Yeah.
That is so unheard of now. Yeah. Do you think we'll eventually get back there, or it's just the ebb and flow of the industries
now? Well, you know,
now?
We did. You know, we kind of followed what our parents did, right? Mm-hmm. And our parents were very loyal, but the companies were also very loyal to them. So it goes both ways. So you've got the company has also got to do right by its employees, and we're not always seeing that. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be kind of a whole culture shift, and we're starting to see that a little bit because we're not creating people as fast as we once were, right?
And
so,
right.
So we've got to figure out a way to keep employees there. So that's we're starting that conversation. We'll start that on Thursday as well.
That's a great conversation to have, and we still ask all the time, where are the workers?
Yeah.
Where there are jobs to be had. Mm-hmm. How are people making money?
I mean,
it is still baffling when we go out to eat or go somewhere, and I'm so sorry we don't have enough staffing or we're having to reduce our hours. I'm like, where are the workers?
But I will say it's interesting that you say that. I just came back from vacation. We were down in Edisto in a restaurant that we went to. They weren't serving food because they didn't have enough workers. However, on the way back yesterday, we stopped at Rush's in Columbia. They had 20 people on the line.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it has a lot to do, like you said, with the employer and what they're offering and the culture of where they work and the enjoyability of the work as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, that conversation starts this Thursday, August the 10th, on how to accomplish all of that. We'll get all life's problems solved on Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
No pressure.
Right.
No pressure.
Yes,
oh, gosh. Get signed up for this. This is fantastic. And all of these breakout groups, it just is really interesting for sure. Celeste Tiller, again, is the Vice President of Talent and Workforce Development for the York County Regional Chamber. As always, Celeste, thank you
so
much.
Thank you so much.